Good morning. My name's Adrian Cagle. I'm going to be summarising the access to JET data through NGS Plus, just as soon as it loads. The NGS Plus trees at JET are virtual read-only trees, and they're implemented by intercepting the libc open read seek and so forth function calls and providing the required data to NGS Plus on demand from the native servers. This means that NGS Plus itself is unmodified, and also we have no real files, which makes managing things a lot easier. And it's also comparatively easy to change mappings in the system between MDS Plus and our native data stores. The raw data and process data are obtained from the native systems. The JPF data is obtained from the GetDat API, which has been extended somewhat, and the NetCSL7 server. The advantage with using the tree interface is that the system uses the correct function to access the data. It's quite possible to use the glue layer functions directly, but you have to know which function to use. The PPF process data is obtained from the PPF system, and that is comparatively much simpler. In the JPF trees, by default, the JPF tree on its own gets all the systems available in the countdown, and the real-time data is also added to this tree. The real-time data is also available on its own by using a system name of XG. We've also added the level one reference waveforms as a system of level one, and also recently the continuous recording data has been added using a system of CG and an encoded start and duration into the as the pulse number. A large subset of the continuous recording data is available, mostly what are known as the slow data sets. The mapping between our local naming and MDS Plus is quite complex, as the point names themselves do not map well to the MDS Plus path names. Now, I've attempted to provide subsystem and diagnostic branches in the JPF trees, so you can see one mapping there, which is quite simple, but in some cases there may be eight levels of naming in the resulting MDS Plus path name. The real signal name is currently in the first tag of the MDS Plus node, but this may well have to change because some names are too long to fit in that 24-byte space. Now, at the moment, there are some 30,000 data-producing nodes in the JPF tree, and this does mean that some branches in these in the trees are very long, with maybe thousands of entries in them, which can affect browser performance. Here we have an example of continuous recording data. So this is the vessel temperature for 7 days from 1st of June. And also we've got an example of the real-time plasma current, both obtained through the MDS Plus interface onto our native servers. The PPF trees, we now return all sequences and all data types for every DDA for a pulse. And we also allow specific private user data to be accessed by appending the username to the tree prefix. There is no write capability at the moment. That has been turned off. Not aware of any demand. Now, we have some documentation. The first one there, summary of the tree naming, that's quite useful because it tells you how to access particular subsets of the data by changing the tree name. And there's a more detailed description of how it's all done in the second document. The web interface enables a essentially a browser-based view of the tree data, and it also displays the native signal name. So it's a useful way of looking at the mapping relatively quickly. And there is also a FAQ which lists the flush routines, a summary of the tree access, and some more examples, coding examples. Now, MDS Plus allows arbitrary function calls to be made. So there's a build call TDI function which allows an arbitrary entry point in an arbitrary shared library to be accessed. There's also an open command and spawn command to start a particular process. Essentially, anything goes, and there is very limited control over what goes on in either of those functions native. Now, there is an MDS Plus Cheroot sandbox, but it's not suitable for Jet because we still have exposed write interfaces so far. Now, the sandbox we've implemented limits function calls, so it restricts the set of named libraries and restricts the set of named entry points in those libraries, and it also turns off unwanted functions. Now, again, MDS Plus is unmodified. This is a preloaded library to change the behavior of certain entry points in part of MDS Plus. So the libfindImage symbol, which is the underlying function for the build call, is modified to restrict the functions and libraries that it will access. The libspawn completely disables the spawn function, so no process can be started. And the TDI1FOpen function disables any attempt to write a file into the system. There is some documentation on this, some more details on how things